Welcome to the Female Fight Experience, the podcast where we share stories to inspire female Muay Thai fighters at all levels to jump in the ring. Brought to you by your hosts, Smokin' Joe Coverdale, and me, Bridget Tuckrai. All right, our guest today is a pro Muay Thai fighter. She's fought heaps of our Female Fight Experience alumni, actually. So Kiri Bradley, Gabrielle Ramos, Danny Bader, Nakia Wright. She's fighting under Pursuit Muay Thai in Western Australia. Welcome to the podcast, Caitlin Vance. How are you going, Caitlin?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good.
I'm in Australia now because I said Vance, not Vance, which is how I would have said that. So I'm full on Australia now.
That's good. That's good.
No, it's not good, Caitlin. It's not.
Hey, Caitlin, we were trying to get a time that worked around your work, and you said to me that you do like 24-hour shifts, which I was like, what the fuck is that all about? And how do you work for 24 hours? What do you do for work?
Oh, I don't actually stay awake for 24 hours. I support young adults with autism, so I will stay in their house for 24 hours or stay with a certain client for 24 hours. And, yeah, I just have the one client I have had for 7 years. So I can go to bed at 11 o'clock and he's up at 6 o'clock. So it's not, it's not bad. But, yeah, I'm away from home 24 hours. But
Okay. So have you been doing that for 7 years? You've been supporting the same kid, yeah?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
man, that's crazy.
That's right.
Annie Caitlin, or is that?
I call him my brother, but you got to stay professional, but yeah, nah.
Yeah, absolutely. But how does that tie in with training for fights?
Yeah, it's hard. So, like, obviously I'll get up earlier in the morning and then do, like, a little bit of cardio, but on a 24-hour shift I get a two-hour lunch break, which someone usually comes in and covers me, but my client doesn't like anyone else. So I just bring him with me, and he loves it. So I'll go to the gym and then do like a bit of a PT and then, go back to work. So instead of resting on my lunch break, I just train and bring my client.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's wicked. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, if you get them into Muay Thai, then you can just get him training in a class and stay an extra hour.
he definitely wouldn't be able to do it, but just to get him out and like people talk to him at the gym and like he loves it. Everyone just like, hey buddy, like it's he loves it, and it works for me too.
It works around what you need.
Yeah, some days I don't even want to go. I might have a rest, and then, he'll be like, exercises, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah, all right, we gotta go. Oh God, can't let him down.
Yeah, that's good. Really good. How did you get into doing that for work?
Growing up, I didn't really have a job. And then, one day I just volunteered at a school that my mum was working with. Someone needed a cover day. And then, just me and autistic kids get along really well.
Okay.
And I don't have any qualifications, but I'm really good at my job.
Tell us your fight story, Caitlin, because you've got a massive fight coming up that we definitely want to talk about. But how did you get into the sport? Like, you've been around for ages and fought some of the biggest names in the scene. Like, tell us your story. Yeah.
I'm 33 now. I've been doing Muay Thai since just before I turned 18, sort of. I've been in and out of Muay Thai. Like, when I first started, I did it for like 5 years, and then I would run amok a bit and then come back to it. I started Muay Thai mainly at home. Was a bit crazy. I didn't really have a home life, so Muay Thai was somewhere you could go to Monday to Saturday. And then, I just kept doing it. I never wanted to be a champion or an athlete I just kept going to Muay Thai because it was something that I needed. Or just the one place that I had.
I get that. I've particularly one kid that comes to my mind straight away that he's at my gym from 5 PM until when his junior class starts, sometimes even earlier, until 8 o'clock every night until I close the roller doors. And I got a feeling that might sneaking suspicion that it might be for a similar reason to yours, or
pretty much
not a lot going on at home. And
yeah,
that conversation is thrown to him as in, you know, come on, shouldn't you be going home and having dinner and going to bed? You got school the next day. And he's like, nah, there's not really much going on at home, so I'll just stay here and hang out where people like him and people show him respect and, you know, friendship, so to speak.
What? Yeah, and just a healthy environment.
Healthy
it's
environment.
Pretty much the one stability. Since 18 to 33, I think I've moved 48 times. I don't mean houses. I mean couches, cars,
yeah,
floors. So Muay Thai was like the one stability I always had. Like no one could ever take that off me.
Mm.
And yeah, it's a bit, pretty much not therapy. It just kept me from running amok.
Yeah. What, I guess so for like my own kind of benefit here, what should I, as a coach and like mentor of this kid, what should I be looking for to make sure that he keeps on the straight and narrow and I don't lose him to the street, so to speak?
See, I went in and out because no one really knew what was happening at home.
Okay.
Like no one had any idea. I'll just go in, say hello to my trainer. I didn't talk to anyone about any of my problems. No one knew, So no one really knew. So I don't really know how to give advice on that because I came in and out. I'd go MIA for like 3 months and then come back.
Okay.
But yeah, no one knew what was going on. When it all came out, everyone was like, what the hell? Like, I had no idea 10 years later.
Were you waiting for someone to ask what was going on? Or were you quite happy keeping them in the dark about your circumstances?
Yeah, I was kept in the dark. I just had an attitude problem back when I was young. Like,
okay.
I just had an attitude problem. So I don't know if I wanted someone to ask me or not.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it was a while ago too. You're 33 now. Yeah. You know,
I remember I was completely different
when I was fucking 18 as well, to be fair.
I think
we all were.
Yeah. I had an attitude problem bad, yeah.
Now you just have four corners of a ring to let that attitude go wild in now while you're fighting.
Yeah, or mainly at training.
Through these early years, were you specifically training for fights and competing, or did that happen once you kind of got on a better track?
I was like competing. I trained Muay Thai for 3 months and I was chucked in the ring for my first fight.
Cool.
Yeah, it was an ugly fight, but yeah, no, just when I first started, just always trained. Like, I don't know, it was just, there's hardly ever any fights back in the day. Like, you'd be lucky to get one a year, one every 2 years. So yeah, I forgot the question.
Nah, that's cool. Were you told to fight, or were you that kid hounding the coach, when are you going to put me in? And then they're like, sure, 3 months later, let's go.
Although we had like heaps of people in the gym when we first started, and then there was this Saturday sparring and the trainer apparently went around and would pick who got to fight at the next show.
Okay.
And then I got picked, but all the boys said I got picked because I was the only girl there. But and I don't know. I didn't care about fighting or anything. I just wanted to train. And then, yeah, I got put into fights and then I liked them. And, yeah, just wanted to go to the Muay Thai gym. I didn't really care about anything else.
Yeah.
Were you at the same gym you are now? Or did you move around a bit, gyms as well?
Yeah, I was at one gym for 1 year when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at another gym for 10 years. And then my trainer has like 5 kids. So he like shut down his gym and devoted his time to his family.
Mm.
And then, yeah, one of my trainers from there found me, Pursuit. He went around and looked at a couple of gyms, what would suit me. And then I've been at Pursuit now for like 7 years or something more.
Yeah, wicked. What was it about the Pursuit that was the fit, do you think? Like, what was it that your other trainer was saying would work?
Apparently you went around to a few gyms locally and they were like, Caitlin's a bit too troublesome to take on, so but Adam Bailey, yeah, he was happy to take me on and deal with me.
It's an appropriate fight name then, Troublemaker. What was in your reputation from as a fight? Because I hear what you're saying, like your background from a personal perspective was a bit patchy, but from a like gym knowing that, well, thinking that you're too, I don't know, too troublesome, what were they thinking about? Do you know?
Oh, they'd know, like sometimes, you know, I'd rock up to training late, why? I'm like, oh, the police pulled me over and looked through my car, or, you know, like I'd be troublesome, but even like in the ring, like I'd get to my trainer and I'd like, you know, just cause him trouble in the corner, and then yeah, it's just troublesome.
Just that right amount of feral to make a good fighter, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, yeah, given to me. I don't know. It's given to me. And yeah, just used to like do stuff in the gym. Yeah, I know it's hard to explain that one. But yeah, it was very troublesome. I've spent a night in lockup and yeah, I'm a troublemaker. So
follows you sometimes. Back in the
day a little bit, but I'm good now. But I'm still very troublesome, but yeah.
Still troublesome in the ring. We watched some of the fights you've had and the part, like, you do you feel pain? I don't know, man. Like, you just don't, it doesn't look like you do.
I tell myself pain is just a feeling, like, you know, like being tickled, that's a certain feeling, and pain, it's just a feeling, like, and yeah, I don't know, I'm pretty conditioned.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think has been like your highlight so far? How many fights into your career are you?
I try to write them. Back in the day, that you didn't have a record book or like, you know, I didn't even like, I seen Shannon Gardner, every fight she had, she wrote it down. I was like, fuck, that's so smart. So one day I had to literally sit down and try to think of everyone I fought, and then I would keep coming up with. So I've gathered about 34, 35, around there. So, yeah.
What was your highlight out of all those fights?
Highlight? I don't know. Just like every fight, it's just, I don't know. I'm there for the fight. I got to go to Japan last year. I mean, like, that's a highlight of a fight career for me, like, yeah, going sure. out of. But yeah, no fight's really been a highlight. To me, every opponent, like, is just as scary. Like, I don't care how many fights you've had or what your ranks, like, every opponent, like, I'm shitting myself from you. And I'm like, so, and when I fight everyone, I'm like, that was a hard fight. So, but yeah, well, last Japan fight, I got to go to Japan and it was a kickboxing fight, which was like something that was like, whoa. Yeah. So yeah, it was, yeah, something that will always stand out to me in my career, but that was kickboxing. But yeah.
Well, how did you find the difference between the two sports?
Well, when we went there, I didn't even know it was going to be kickboxing.
Oh, okay.
We went
that old chestnut.
Which is totally my kind of style, is my style, but I don't want it to be. I want to be more. Anyway, we get there and the promoter was just like, I don't care about technique. I want your head down and you just punch on, like. So, yeah, it was full on. Like, I wasn't prepared for it, but after that, you're like, yeah, that was good. But I think at one point I said to my trainer, I said, this isn't fucking fun. Because it was so full on, like, yeah, but yeah.
Man. What's Japan like? That's on my holiday list. Did you get to see some of the sites while you're there, or was it just all business?
No, we got there like a week before, and I went there with my friend and my trainer, and like we popped in a few bars and they had some drinks and went to like Echidna Farm Cafe, and yeah, we got to look around. It was
an Echidna
was
Farm Cafe.
Yeah, there's Kapaka
like
Cafe.
One of those kitten ones where they're like sitting around with you and that.
Yeah, literally. That's literally the first thing we did when we got off the plane is go there. So my trainer's like, just call me, I'll be in the bar when you're ready, I'll come get you. I'm like, okay, cool.
I'm gonna go hang out with some echidnas.
Yeah.
Oh man, those things are little pricks.
Oh, I love them.
Get it. Anyway. Have you ever seen any do they have echidnas in New Zealand? They would. No, they're Australian. Hedgehogs. You have hedgehogs. Okay. And Kiwis.
Wait, it was a hedgehog.
Oh, it was a hedgehog, was it? Not a kidnap.
Yeah. No. Okay. That's
I was
going
to say, what are they doing taking our animal over to New over
nah,
to
yeah,
Japan?
Okay. Yeah, well, still, I don't know if it's climatized, but yeah, that's what it was. A hedgehog. Fuck.
Yeah, no shit. When we were in Hawaii over the summer, we saw one of those kitten bars, and it was just.
So you just at a bar, but there's just heaps of cats around.
Well, it's not a bar, sorry. It's like you can get a coffee and sit down with them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Taylor wanted to go in there, and I looked at the price of it, and I was just like, no way. We got cats at home you can hang out with and have a coffee.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Do they treat you pretty well? Like the promoters and that, they put on a massive show. What I guess like the weirdest thing that I find with kickboxing shows is that there's no music and the crowd are very quiet and it's a very kind of sterile environment. During the show.
When we got there was just blood on the mat. I think we practiced the walkout like 4 times. I'm like, I know how to walk down the stairs, guys. And like, everyone has to stand in their certain position. And like, they were wearing shorts with like fluffy feathers on there. It was completely different. Like, but when you get there, like, you're one guy signed to you and like he took you everywhere. And they're lovely. They're lovely people.
Oh, that's cool.
And the promoter, they look after you. And yeah.
How's the fight itself?
For kickboxing?
Yeah.
Just hectic.
Hectic.
That's why I'm keen for this fight, because I was like, I'm keen for having a Muay Thai fight after a kickboxing fight, because you're just going to up it a bit for a Muay Thai fight after having a kickboxing fight.
Yeah.
And I know Lucy was in Japan around the same, I think the same time as me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had a kickboxing fight as well over there, yeah.
Yeah, so we both had massive fight, so that's good for us. Like, when we do Muay Thai now, we're just stepping it up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, wicked. You've never fought Lucille before, have you?
No.
Nah, that's the first time. Awesome.
Excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What show is that on? Muay Thai. Probably should. It's on Muay Thai League, is it?
Yeah.
Should know.
Special plug, Muay Thai League, April 27th.
Very cool.
So get tickets. I think, can they get tickets through you, Caitlin?
Well, I'm traveling from Perth to Queensland, so.
Oh, yeah.
Even
sorry.
When we, when my friends get there, they're like, where can we buy tickets? I'm like, I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on MTL. You can see everything on MTL.
On the website. Yeah.
Yeah, MTL would be pretty up there with technology. They probably don't even do physical tickets anymore. They probably just do the online ones.
Over that.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like I'm trying to find their card on. They got a full card out
yet? I don't think they've got a full card out yet. Still a couple of weeks away, but there's some good fights that have been announced so far. It's been wicked.
Yeah,
your Kiwi lass is coming over. Tucker.
Yeah, she is.
The Torak versus Tucker. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Who do you reckon's going to take that one, Caitlin?
Nah, I don't want to say.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to say.
We don't like Kiwis.
They're our neighbours.
She was a good chat too. She was cool. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So where do you put your? Do you keep your eye on the scene heavily? Are you a? And this is no shade on anybody, but there are fighters out there that don't follow, watch, or all they do is fight. They train and they fight. They don't watch Muay Thai. They don't keep tabs on anything. That's you.
Yeah, that is me, hands down. I was like, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yep, that's
definitely
me.
Definitely not. It's actually surprising how many people don't even want to watch it. I guess they're doing it that much every day. They're not too fussed by it.
Yeah, that's me. Like sometimes before my fight, watch a bit of Raymond Dekkers, but no,
just
I don't
some
follow
pump-up
my
stuff.
Yeah, don't follow social media. Like my partner will follow everyone on there, like, we share. He's on my Facebook. Goes on. I look at him. But this girl's fighting this girl. I'm like, who? Don't.
Like, who? You fought her a couple of months ago. And I'm like, oh yeah.
Literally. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Nah, definitely not.
You posted a pretty cute video of your partner the other day. Sounds like he's had a pretty big impact on your life.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. That's why I'm not. Yeah. So I'm a much better person now. I don't have an attitude anymore.
Yeah. How long have you been together? And where did you guys meet?
We've been together, I think about, 7 years.
Yeah.
And we met at a pub.
Yeah.
sort of pub. I mean, just around.
Yeah.
But when you run amok and,
Just around, yeah.
Mm.
I saw a very intimate video of him with a Swiss ball as well. We won't go into the detail of that.
Fucking hell, that could go many different ways, Bridget.
The way you're thinking. Anyway, goodbye, like that. Just for some background. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Very funny.
Swiss ball is in like a big Swiss
ball. Oh, yeah, the biggest Swiss ball. Yeah, that was fun. It's quite an agile putter.
I wish you got all the techniques on there, but you only got one buzz, right?
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm so in the dark here anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll get caught up.
Hey, Kelly, you've got a pretty big like range that you fight at too, weight-wise. Like, we've had a couple of the girls in the mini flyweight range, yeah, who, so that's 47, right, that they really struggle getting matchups. So what's been your approach? Yeah. Have you just sort of taken fights at different weights just to keep busy, or, like, what's the reason behind that broad range you've got?
Only in the last 2 years I've ever been offered weights lower than 50 kilos to fight at. So I'm just like, yes, but I've never been offered, like, so I walk around at 49.
Yeah.
And just my whole fight career, I've never, ever fought below 50 kilos. But now the girls are upcoming and actual small and can fight now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only, yeah, so yeah, I can fight, I'll fight up to 52, 50.
Yeah.
Three, whatever, shit. Just because, yeah, they never used to be. But even then now, because I fought that big before, I won't stick to a small. And, like, I don't want to, I don't champion ranked, and I'm not fussed about that. I just want to smash on.
Just want to get the fight done. We're talking about champions. You fought Kim Townsend. What weight did you fight her at? Was it above 50 as well?
Yeah, I think that, oh, I can't remember, it was 51 or 52.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's a hard task, fighting someone heavier than you, like her as well, eh?
Yeah. And yeah, that, you won that on, that was a split decision. Yeah, you won that on split points.
Oh, I can't even remember. I just remember she won.
Oh, look, you won that one, I think.
Nah, Kim Townsend. Are we talking about Kim Townsend?
Yeah.
Shit.
Nah,
Bridget's giving me the wrong information, everybody.
Back in the day, me and Kim Townsend fought each other. I fought her, and then she won, and then I fought her, and then we fought each other so many times, but the last time we fought was for a world title at 51 or 52, and, yeah, she won. I think it might have been split decision, but, yeah. She won that one.
Okay. Sorry, Joe. Sent you the wrong information.
That's okay. So how are you backstage before a fight? Caitlin, are you strutting around the place, massive ball of energy? You sitting down quiet, relaxed? How you kind of deal with those pre-fight nerves?
Back in the day, like, it was bad. Like, I wouldn't even let them put liniment on me. Like, that would just set me off, like, oh, it used to be horrible. But now I'm just, I don't know, sort of chill, but, like, I'll go, yeah, sort of, like, dancing around a little bit, you know, having fun, really.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe try to be a little bit, you know, ballsy, like, hype yourself up, kind of.
Yeah.
Hitting pads or just shadow?
Just shadow. Just dance, stretch, have a little talk, eat a banana, punch the pads one or two times.
And punch on.
Yeah.
Very good.
Have you got a walkout song that you could go to?
Oh, no. I've been thinking about one all week. It's been doing my head in. Like, even, like, yeah, certain things, you know, when people do their waikou. And I don't know, this far, I haven't even thought about anything, just – no fight song, no little dance, no dodging arrows, no, not just the fight. So, but I got to send everything today, so I'm like, shit. Oh. But no, I don't have anything planned. Usually I know my fight song like a week before, or it just comes to me, but I haven't even thought about it. Not even thought about it.
Yeah, so you mix it up. Some people just have the same song, right? They come out to every time, and it's kind of like that audio, like, trigger, sort of, yeah, how
comes
out. You like to mix it up, yeah?
No, I like to have the same song. If I lose, I won't have the same song.
Ah, then it's dead to you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not dead.
Never listen
to
it again.
Yeah, I really like that. Now I listen to it. Yeah, sometimes I'll put on, oh, it triggers me, I have to turn off, but yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
I forgot about the work that you have to do as a fighter, you know, as you're coming up. You know, there's obviously the selling the tickets, the promotion stuff, but I feel like there's actual, there's other things you have to do. And I imagine for someone like yourself, he's like, I just want to fight, man. Can someone else do all the life admin?
Yeah, literally, when you first started, it was nothing. Now, even in Perth, you get your bloods, your fitness certificate, and then, yeah, you're filling out all the forms and talking. It's a lot.
It is a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How will you get there a few days earlier for the fight? Or what's your plan in terms of this fight coming up?
I think I got to send the flights yesterday, and then pretty sure we fly out on a Thursday at 11:30, so we'd arrive on a Friday about 6 a.m. in the morning, and we'd weigh in that night, yeah. And then, yeah, just go. It's pretty much go, 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 arrive, a few hours, try cut weight, go, weigh in, next day, fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's just go, go.
And this one's 47 kilos, is it?
So bad, is it? 40. Yeah, I think it is. It's because I'm dyslexic. It's 47.6. I'm like, why can't I make it point?
Because it's a the point six. Weight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what's with that point six? It should be a point five, but it doesn't matter.
Are you fighting for a belt or?
Well, so even last time we went to MTL, we didn't even know, but we're fighting for the MTL belt. And we get there and they're holding up this beautiful pink belt and they're calling my name. And I'm like, looking at my trainer like, me? He's like, oh, I think you're fighting for that. So anyway, I didn't know, but the other day I think I signed a contract. So I've only ever signed a contract once, when I fought Kim. Mm. So I messaged my trainer, are we fighting? And usually when you go to Queensland, you do 3-minute rounds, but they're doing 2-minute rounds. So I'm thinking it is for a belt. So I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
5-2s.
Yeah, 5-2s, which I've always fought in Perth, but then when you go to Queensland, they do 5-3s.
Mm.
And like when I first started doing that, I was like, holy crap, these people are so tough. Like, how do the girls do this? And then slow build up just from fighting there so many times, now I can do 3s. Mm. And then yeah, I only found out yesterday that it's 2s. So I've been training for 3s. I'm like, yes, this is cool. Great. I like it. So
yeah.
That's yeah. Difference.
Are you still getting 2-minute rests or 1-minute rest, you know?
It's a 1-minute rest.
That's 1 minute. Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, when you do 3-minute rounds and you have those long breaks, oh, that's anxiety. I don't like those long breaks.
Just too long to sit there and think.
Yeah, just go, go, go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I hadn't realized that. I thought, oh, that would have been nice to have a break, but I can't remember who we had on. It's like, no, then you start feeling like your legs and stuff and like, actually, that's a bit sore. And then you start thinking and, yeah, you actually don't want that at all. You just want
to
get
Man, I only got to do it once and I enjoyed it.
Oh, did you?
I enjoyed it, yeah, but I'm lazy. And Jordy Bargali rocked me into a next dimension, so I kind of needed those fucking... I needed them. I needed everything.
Yeah, it feels like you've done like no round at all when you get that amount of break.
Yeah.
Though, it's like cool. It's like you literally, and sometimes you'll get to the middle of the ring to start the round, you still got 30 seconds to go, and you're like, wow. But yeah, I do like go, go, go better.
Wicked. What can we expect from you in terms of fight style?
Well, usually I'm like just, you know, like tag, 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 go, go, go. I think Lucy's going to be a lot faster than me, but me and my trainer kind of slowed it down a bit more and picking more hurtful shots, like picking shots, not just tag, 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 little tut, 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 like I'm going to be picking shots, like hurtful ones.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Right. And your coach, tell me about him. What's he like as a coach? What I'm assuming it'll be just you. Is it you and him just traveling down?
So I've got a trainer, a Thai trainer, Mao. Mm-hmm. And then I've also got, I call him my white trainer. He's Adam Bailey. I don't know. It's my white trainer. Everyone's like, what? But yeah, Adam will go to like all the gyms. He has like 4 or 5 gyms, I think more. So yeah, I meet up with him a couple of times a week. And then I'm with my Thai trainer a couple of times a week. So
yeah.
They've got complete different styles. So they've got the Thai style, make me grapple for 40 minutes, and then you've got Adam who'll slow it down and make your technique nice. And so, yeah. And then, yeah, sometimes I do once a week with my Dutch trainer, the one that I used to train for 10 years.
Huh.
He closed down his gym, but he has like a gym at the back of his house. So I go there and I do some Dutch drills with him. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, Adam Bailey is my main trainer, and, yeah, he deals with my technique, my mental state, everything is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, wicked. What's Adam like?
Yeah, he's like, he's like strict, but he's like so down to earth and like understanding.
Yeah.
But me and him are like the same. We kind of clash sometimes, but yeah, he's sort of like a father, sort of like role model to me. Like he knows me. Yeah. He knows, like, yeah, he knows how to deal with my shit.
Yeah.
You need that in a coach, definitely.
Yeah, you do. Cause sometimes, like, I've had trans where, like, your buddies and, like, you know, you can kind of slack off a bit, or Adam's like, yeah, he's like the dad, Muay Thai dad, like.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Kaden, we are nearly out of time. Wicked having you coming on. Good luck for the fight coming up. We'll be watching for sure.
Yes.
We'll get everyone that's keen to watch. Yeah, April
27th.
Yep. April 27th, Muay Thai League. They will have a stream going, but you know it's in. The Gold Coast can go and get a ticket on the website. So yes. Thanks heaps, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me.
All right, wicked. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Female Fight Experience. If you like what you heard and want more, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you could rate and review us while you're there as well, we'd really appreciate that. It helps this podcast get into more ears and hopefully, ultimately, gets you some more fighting opponents. You can find us on Instagram at Female Fight Experience or on email at femalefightexperience@gmail.com. We love hearing your feedback, and any suggestions you have for future interview guests, make sure you send those our way as well. Thank you, and see you next week for more Female Fight Experience.